Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Ellen Rohr. EllenRohr.com. EllenRohr.com. I encourage you to go there. Check her out. See what she's doing. Let her help you if you need help. And read her books. I encourage you to do all of that. Ellen, and I appreciate you being here. We're talking about getting people ready for the new year. And one of the things that I really want you to help us with now is something I alluded to in the previous segment, and that is our inventory and our accounts receivable. I mean, we've got every account, every business that does business on credit has accounts receivable, and some of them are good. They're within 30, 45 days, depending on what you call good, even 60 days, even though we don't like it. Maybe if they pay every 60 days, then that's a good account. You just have to allow for that, price it accordingly. Inventory. You got to make sure that you're not sitting on outdated, broken, stolen inventory you don't have. You're still counting it. You got to quit deluding yourself about these things. Some people are never going to pay you. Some inventory is never going to be sold. Don't take that baggage into the new year. What do you think?
I love that, and you can route this. Now, this is going to be a little more sophisticated. If you don't know what a balance sheet is, if you've never looked at your profit and loss, this next little piece may be over your head, all right? But let it wash over you anyway. When you go to fix your financials, here's what's so beautiful about tackling it right now at the end of the year. If your inventory, for instance, is wrong, you're going to adjust it to right. You're going to take every account on the balance sheet and you're going to make it right. So if your inventory, if you count it, and it should be $100,000, and your account says $120,000, then you have to adjust it to right. So every line on your balance sheet, write this down, has to be right. It should be what it is. This is what I have for assets. This is what I owe and liabilities.
You mark it to whatever you really have.
You mark it to whatever you really have.
But that's a $20,000 loss.
Right. So now we've got a $20,000 adjustment. We adjust it, and you're going to need your CPA, your bookkeeper, to help you understand how to adjust it. You're going to adjust it to right, and now you've got to apply that $20,000 to something. Mm-hmm. You're going to route that through the profit and loss and be done with it. So if this year looks bad, this year you take a hit, you're going to document everything. I call this leaving breadcrumbs. Yep. If you get audited, you can at least say, this was the year. I streamlined things. I got it right.
And there's something else, Ellen. A lot of people are afraid to show that kind of a loss to their banker. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. Every banker knows that businesses have bad accounts and bad inventory.
Yeah.
And if you never show that, then they're going to know you're either not taking a good inventory, you're not managing your accounts properly, or you're lying to them. And if you said to your banker, okay, hey boss, I got we had to take a $20,000 charge this year because we had obsolete stuff. We thought we had a thief at one point in time, stole some stuff, blah blah blah. But we're taking a hit this year. But as you can see now, we have clean inventory. They will admire you for that discipline. If not, they won't hold it against you. You lost $20,000. They'll admire you. You had the discipline.
I think you could use that, too, if you ever got audited. Just keep notes, because you will forget what you did and why you made those adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
So keep a diary or type it up, you know, in QuickBooks. As you make the adjustments, don't just put year-end adjustment. Put that, I wrote off the inventory because it was wrong for 10 years and now it's right.
And you know what else? There's a couple of other things. If you come back next year and find out you miscounted, and you've got $5,000 of that back, then you got a $5,000 profit. If a receivable you wrote off pays you off, then put it back on the next year.
The mantra with your Beam team as you take a deep breath, meet with them, and start to streamline these financials is we've got to make it right. So even if you don't know how to fix it, just keep after it, and then make that adjustment. Sometimes your accountant won't feel comfortable making an adjustment
right.
without your blessing. And so
well
you
said.
Have to say, we got to make it right. I fall on my sword. If we get audited, at least we can say this was the year that we
well,
got it tight and right.
And here's the thing, folks. When you do what Ellen just said, the more you get it right, the more you will turn your business around so you're going the right way down a one-way street. The sun will come out, the lights will go on, and you'll have visibility. What do you think?
And one last just encouraging thought is I fought this so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I was so stressed about it. And when I finally just sat with my accountant, it was easy. You can do this.
And you started sleeping at night too, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't wake up in the middle of the night anymore.
EllenRohr.com is the website. Ellen Rohr is our guest. Don't unbuckle those seatbelts. She's still
Woo.
Here. Thank you, Ellen. Come back soon. We'll see
Thank
you next
Jim.
Time. Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.